broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for March 21st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This, ladies and gentlemen, is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. The blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America is the supreme law and our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant. That's why we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Absolutely what we got to have. We need your help. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you had an absolutely delightful weekend full of God, family, and country, and spending your time protecting life, liberty, and property. LibertyRoundtable.com if you want to donate and get involved today. LibertyNewsRadio.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org, just to name a few. Friday, we had our guest on, Mr. Ben McClintock. He talked about the article that he wrote, Legislature Moves to Remove Power of the Sheriff. Thursday, we had on the author of the bill in the state of Utah, Bill 276. And Mike's bill, that's Mike Noel, that's the author of the bill, the Utah House State Legislator. HB 276 would establish the Division of Land Management within the current Utah Department of Natural Resources. Now, at first it sounds like a good idea. Who wouldn't want the land back, huh? And you know what? I'm not downing the author of the bill. He's a good constitutional gentleman, in my humble opinion. We have concerns about the bill in that it does erode the office or the authority of the sheriff, even if all 28 plus or 29 sheriffs in the state of Utah say that it's fine. We still believe that it erodes the sheriffs and would like to work on some training in regards to that. And Mike has offered to work on that piece of the legislation to improve it. The other problems that we have with the bill relate directly to, you know what, it smacks of Agenda 21 language pulled from federal guidelines and laws and documents. And what Mike Noel would say is, you know what, we just followed the current laws. It's very difficult to extract ourselves from some of this. So I'm willing to look at it, guys, but it's very tough. How do you extract yourself? And the Patriots usually are very critical, and they say, just tell the government to take a hike. You know what? Whip out the National Guard. Come on. And Mike Noel and others say, you know what? It's not that simple, folks. You know what? I appreciate your escalation towards violence, but it doesn't do any good. In fact, it's trouble. The Patriots would say, no, if the federal government's out of line, they're the ones getting violent. You're right on all that, everybody. But the fact is, Mike Noel would say, look, don't attack me. Don't shoot the messenger. This may not be perfect, but it's a start, and we got to do something, and we got to go somewhere. He's right about that. The fact that it's already reached the governor's desk now for signature means that, you know what, we're battling this bill a little late, don't you think? It's been 2 years in the making. We've done nothing about it on the Patriots' side. Mike's right. Why didn't you give me your help back when I could have used it? And then we would respond and say, well, there's 1,000 bills every year that hit the legislature. 500 of them actually see the light of day and go forward, etc., and become laws, whatever. We just couldn't keep an eye on it, guys. Fine. But the Patriots have no dog in the fight when they complain at the end. And then the problem is, Mike Noel would say, you guys are all attacking me. A lot of you are doing it under pen names, and you don't even let me know who you really are. Well, anyway, Mike is going to have a meeting about this at 1 o'clock today near the Capitol building. So, you know what? We're going to that. We'll give you a report on it as it unfolds. Hopefully, Lowell and others can go to that as well. Sadly, in this whole battle, trust has been broken on all sides. You got two really very constitutional, well-meaning groups fighting here. And we should be sitting down at the table for solutions, not fighting. How do we best move forward with real-world solutions was my headline. Man, I would say that's apropos, wouldn't you? That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two Friday. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. We talked about, Utah County, Utah Sheriff. Jim Tracy dials in to clarify issues in chat with Sheriff Richard Mack. We also talked about the Oregon standoff figure. His name is Scotty Willingham. He's the guy that yanked down the SCADA cameras. He got arrested after threatening to shoot federal officers, and guess where he got arrested? But yeah. In Grant County, the next county over, headed by a constitutional sheriff, Glenn Palmer, good friend of ours. I think it was probably a setup. They were trying to bait Glenn to see if he would give protection or arrest. He did the right thing and arrested Scotty Willingham for threatening others and yanking down SCADA cameras. You just can't do that stuff, folks. A lot of times your cause is just, but your actions are nuts. That's the problem with a lot of the fringe patriot movements these days. They mean well, but they're escalating beyond justifiable realities. John Ritzheimer, strangely enough, that was one of the big provocateurs in Oregon as well. He was allowed to return to Arizona under home detention. Isn't that strange? Mark McConnell, the government provocateur, runs around free, even though he was the only one to have a visible weapon when they all got pulled over and arrested in the hostile ambush from the FBI and Oregon State Police. Oregon, quote, Justice Department opens investigation into Grant County Sheriff Glenn Palmer. I guess it's Grant County Sheriff Glenn Palmer. I don't know why they're investigating him. He never even met with these guys. He had nothing to do with it. He never gave safe harbor or got involved in it at all. What about the need for an Oregon Justice Department inquiry into Sheriff Dave Ward, the sheriff that allowed the FBI to go into his county and ratchet that sucker up to where they murdered someone? And now the FBI is involved in a big old cover-up. Where's the investigation of Mr. Sheriff Dave Ward, if we're going to investigate sheriffs, huh? An increasing number of cops are buying liability insurance. We found that strange, but I talked to some police officers over the weekend about this, and they say, you know what, sadly, it's justified. There's all kinds of ne'er-do-wells that want to cause cops, because they hate cops now, trouble. Well, you know what, folks, it's a two-way street. You can't just be on one side or the other. There's usually two sides to every story. Classification protects foreign diplomats accused of violent crimes. So you and I are under scrutiny for everything we do, but the diplomats are all cool. They can just skate free, huh? Wow. All right, that's a recap. We also talked about stalkers in uniform. Cops oftentimes are getting out of control there. Police officer killed in friendly fire incident. That's a sad, tragic situation. We need government to be less trigger happy, that's for sure. And we need less government agencies armed, that is for sure. That's a recap of Friday's broadcast. It's always available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel, free on your Roku. Also free and available now at libertyroundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. All right, without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. Kurt's missing in action. We'll move to Lowell. Hi, Lowell. Welcome back, sir. Lowell Nelson.
Good morning, Sam. Good to be with you.
All right. Man, have we got a lot to talk about. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, with us on the radio. And we're going to start with the Utah legislative session. Now, I kind of look at this as like the reign of terror. What do they got, 45 days for abuse?
Yeah. In fact, I think it was Sam. It was, Mark Twain who said, nobody's pocketbook is safe when the legislature's in session.
Amen to that. Now, Mark Twain was a pen name, too, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Just kind of saying.
That's why I sort of said, I think, wasn't his real name Samuel Longhorn Clemens or something?
Yeah, Roger that, sir, yes.
Yeah.
Good name, though. That's Samuel name. I'm liking that. You know what I'm saying?
You got to love
that. Anyway, I find that interesting, though. I call it a reign of terror just because, you know what? Again, this is an example. We're all fighting over this Bill 276, and I justifiably know the concerns, but I also say, look, Mike Noel says he's had it out in the open for discussion for 2 years. I know Mike. He's not lying. I'm sure he did. And our defense would say, you know what, there's too many bills going on, and you know what, we can't keep track of them, and neither can you, and the legislature doesn't even read the bills because they can't even keep up, and it's out of control, Lowell.
Well, that's one of the problems, Sam. You hit it right on the head. They just don't have enough time to read 500 bills. Well, actually, they have to process about 1,000 bills. 500 of them get passed, but can you imagine there's a crunch on your time if you have to read that many bills in 45 days? I mean, obviously, there's a handful that you would have prepared ahead of time that you're familiar with. Maybe they're your own bills, and you did a lot of work on them. But the other, 500 to 1,000, it takes effort. It takes time. And you know, a lot of these bills are pretty straightforward, but then a lot of them are not. And so it's asking a great deal of our legislators to process that much information in such a short length of time. We would be far better off, I think, to consider fewer bills and give them much better review and scrutiny. And that way, bills like HB 276 would not have been passed.
So bottom line, good year, bad year for Liberty. How many bills, what do we expect?
Yeah, probably, you know, it's almost 500 bills again that passed. I think most of them were bad. I made a few notes about what the good and the bad and the ugly.
All right, let's talk about it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Lowell Nelson, he fills a bunch of roles. He's with CampaignForLiberty.org, but he's also a member of the board of directors of Utah Grassroots. We'll explain and get details in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, my fellow Americans. And this half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Simply go to thepowermall.com. Incredible products, videos, books, health food. The list just goes on and on. You could do business with the good guys. Please tell him Sam and Kurt sent you, thepowermall.com. Actually, Kurt is with us. I don't know what happened to our audio there. Kurt, you with us, my friend?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome. Lowell Nelson is with us, ladies and gentlemen, campaignforliberty.org. Now, Mr. Nelson is also a member of the board of directors of Utah Grassroots. Now, they have every year for over 2 decades evaluated a basket of bills and scored the legislators and the governor on those bills based on their conservative viewpoints, constitutionality, etc. And now Lowell's given us a report and breaks down the just-ended Utah legislative session. They're going to have an editorial that's going to accompany the report. It'll be released after the governor decides to sign or not sign all these bills, so expect it in late April or so. But the editorial accompanying this year's report will talk generally about state sovereignty. And we want to couch our discussion this morning in the state sovereignty viewpoint. And the reason we call it a bad year for freedom is because state sovereignty has been set on the altar of socialism, basically. It's a tragic situation. Many of the legislators, in my humble opinion, don't even know what they're doing. They're not educated enough about what's really going on, is the sad part. And bottom line is a few leaders have snookered the rest of them. And now we find ourselves in a less liberty-loving situation than before. With that introduction, Lowell, let's let it rip. Let's get into your evaluation, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. This organization was around long before I came on the scene, of course. It was developed in the late 80s and 90s, I believe. I just joined the board 5 or 8 years ago. I don't remember exactly when, but we are at Utah Grassroots committed to promoting the principles of limited government, constitution, representative government, participatory republic, free market economy, family, and separation of powers. That would be our tagline or our byline, so to speak. And I'm looking at, before I jump into a report on this year's legislative activity, I just wanted to highlight a couple of things that the report does. I've always appreciated the report done by the New American. They call it their Freedom Index. They take 10 bills every quarter and rank them, you know, score the bill on constitutionality, and then depending on the congressman's vote for or against it, they rank those congressmen, and they come up with these scores. They have lifetime scores, and they have, you know, the maybe it's semi-annual. I forget how often they do it. I think it is. I think it's quarterly, but we do the very same thing. We do something very similar. We even score the governor, and Governor Herbert, this was in April 2015, received a score of 41%, which was below his lifetime average of 50%. And in 2014, Governor Herbert scored a score of 27%. So I find that quite interesting. And in fact, in my opinion, Governor Herbert is probably the best governor we've had in my lifetime in the state of Utah. So if 27% or 41% is the best governor we've had, you can see how far we are away from our goal of a constitutional republic here.
And the sad part about that discussion, Lowell, is on one hand, you want to give a little bit of credit for the best governor we've had in a while. You want to give him a little bit of credit for the success that he's had. But what a lot of hardcore patriots would say, and I can't disagree with their arguments either, which would be this. You give him a little bit of support for some of the good that he's done, and pretty soon people think he's good, and now you're virtually endorsing the little good that he's done at the expense of all the damage being done and at the expense of real understanding about what's really going on, and you're actually taking us backwards, Sam. Even though you mean well, good luck with that plan, Sam. What do you think of that argument? I happen to agree with it.
Well, it underscores the argument Campaign for Liberty teaches, and that is if you can't find anything bad to say about a politician, don't say anything at all. Hey, and by the way, I just wanted, I looked back at Representative Mike Noel's score. In 2015, he had a score of 40% and a lifetime score of 61%. Turns out he ranked number 24 out of 75 legislators. And this is a lifetime score. As of last year, 2015, he 24 out of 75 reps as far as the constitutionality. So he's in the upper third of the legislature when it comes to voting for constitutional bills and constitutional principles. I just find that fascinating. We'll have...
Now, hold on. When we say an upper third, that's better than most, but yet, man, it's a far cry from where we need to be, though.
Well, you're right, Sam, and you know, some of the very best or the top legislators we have, they score in the 80s and 90s. You know, I look at Congressman Ron Paul on the national level. He always scored in the high 90s, as did Larry McDonald, who is a Democrat from Georgia, in the 70s and 80s. Mike Lee, a current senator from Utah, Congress were in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so...
And you know what? The conclusion I draw from this, Lowell, and I hate to keep interrupting, but I want to make this point. I think it's important, is this. You know what? I don't think a lot of these legislators mean ill. In fact, I believe that they genuinely think they're doing a good job. They genuinely want to do a good job. They do believe in freedom. They're not sellouts. They're not betrayers. They're not your enemies. But they may not understand a lot. I'll give you an example. Transferring these lands back. Who's against that? Setting up an organization or some kind of a way to get that done responsibly makes sense. The problem is the Agenda 21 thugs have put a bunch of their wording in there that'll sell us down the river. The problem is that, okay, and you go on. I don't think these legislators mean harm, though. I think it's an educational reality, and it just takes time. And we, the people, don't spend enough time with our legislators. That's all.
You can ask your legislators these very questions, by the way, and they will tell you that, you know, they say, you know, I just didn't realize this aspect of this bill or something like that. And that's because they are asked to do too much in too short of a time, and they really do, most of them, appreciate input from their constituents. That is certainly the case with my representative, Michael Kennedy, who lives in Alpine, Utah, and he solicits our help during the legislative session and before, and he loves the fact that we'll send him text messages and phone calls and emails so that he gets our input on various issues. And there's a number of times where he says, you know what, I'm kind of ambivalent about this bill. Let's see what my constituents say. And, it's 10 to 1, you know, against this bill. I'm voting against this bill. And so, yeah, your input to your legislator does have a huge impact and helps him or her decide how to vote on a given bill. So that's one of the reasons we do this report, is to encourage citizens to study the bills and to rank and rate and grade their legislators accordingly. In fact, this is kind of the centerpiece of the training we provide delegates who get elected in their neighborhood caucuses. We tell them, go study the indices that are available for your legislators for the previous years and find out how they're voting. If they score really high on like a pro-life index and a pro-gun index and so forth, they're probably really good guys. We probably ought to keep them in there, or gals. And if they score low on those kinds of indices, then probably they are not adhering to the Constitution, and we probably ought to replace them with somebody who will.
I agree with that, Lowell. And one of the best ways we can really think about this in my mind is this: if they're willing to meet with us, and then if they meet with us, that they're really willing to consider what we have to say. In other words, not just a token, oh, I'll meet with you and then brush you off stuff. But I'm talking about really sit down, listen to our input, really try to make revisions and changes per our suggestions. Those are the keepers, and the ones that simply don't are not the keepers. I think it's pretty easy to tell who's who.
I think you're right, Sam.
All right, quick pause. Lowell Nelson with us, campaignforliberty.org. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable on your favorite talk station.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org. We're talking about sovereignty. That's kind of the big battle here. You know what? Sovereignty is being chipped away or whittled away from us, and the legislators, many of them, don't even really realize what's happening. They mean well. They think they're doing good. They, even in the legislation that they put together to try to bring back sovereignty, it really sells us out. And the question is, you know what? Are these individual legislators doing this intentionally? Or are they being snookered by somebody else? And I submit it's the latter. I've talked to a lot of these legislatures. Many of them are good people. I'm convinced when I'm around them, I feel of their spirits, and I know they mean well, though. Not all of them, certainly. But most of them, actually, I think are good people. I believe we just have a problem. We're taking boilerplate language from the feds. We're taking guidelines from Agenda 21. And a lot of this get stuff together quickly. You hire an attorney firm to do something, and they, you know, go along with the same stuff. And it's very tough to keep an eye on this. And that's why we need people like Lowell Nelson and others who are with Utah Grassroots and some of these organizations to really keep an eye on the ball here. The problem is we're all underfunded. We're all doing the best we can. I mean, I didn't even find out about this 276 bill until just a few days or a few weeks ago. I heard about the bill, but didn't drill into it a lot. A few days ago, I got wind of it and really started to dig into it. And man, by then, folks, it's already passed the House and the Senate, and it's sitting on the governor's desk for signature. Isn't it a little late? You know, that's the problem, Lowell. We're just doing our best. We got our hands full, but Americans are not focused or keeping their eye on the Liberty Ball, sir.
Well, you're right, Sam. In fact, a lot of Utah citizens and citizens of other states are in the same boat. We fail to recognize socialism when it smacks us in the face. Public education system, by the way, is such a program. It's a socialistic program. I'm stealing money from you to pay for the education of my children in government schools, and people refuse to acknowledge that that's socialism, but it certainly is. The Medicaid expansion bill, HB 437, that was passed by the legislature this year and signed by the governor, is basically the state accepting federal money to finance about 70% of this domestic welfare program for about 16,000 more Utahns. And these are, you know, these are legislators who are trying to do the right thing. They're told that these are the most vulnerable citizens among us, the jobless, the homeless, and they need medical care. And so they're going to steal money from you and me, Sam, to make sure that these guys have the proper medical care. Is it a noble object? Well, certainly. We do care for our citizens, our fellow men and our fellow citizens. But is the means or the way by which we accomplish that just? Well, no way. It is legal plunder, in the words of Frederick Bastiat, legal plunder. It's made legal by the legislature, but it is simply immoral and unlawful for them to do so. Another bill that was passed this year was HB 287, which sets aside money for the state of Utah to sue the federal government to take back its public lands. And so here we have two bills. I just picked two. There's a whole bunch I could have picked. But basically, with these two bills, we can illustrate the problem. We're a state. We pretend to be sovereign. We say we're sovereign. But then we take a huge chunk of change from the federal government. Well over a fourth of the dollars in our budget here in the state of Utah, it comes from the feds, probably a third of our budget. And many, many states throughout the union are the very same way. Most of their budget, not most, a big chunk of their budget comes from the federal government. And then they say to themselves, well, we're sovereign. That's not true. That's failing to recognize the fact that you cannot be sovereign if you're taking money from somebody else. They are the ones pulling the strings. They are the ones dictating what you do with that money. They are the ones who are dictating how you run your programs in your state. And these are domestic issues, Sam. We should not be allowing the federal government to run domestic programs. This is the jurisdiction and the responsibility of each and every state in the union. It's not the purview of the federal government, Sam.
Amen to that. Kurt, you want to chime in? I think a lot of these people mean well, but our sovereignty is going down the tank. And people know there's something wrong in America, but they don't even know how to put their finger on the problem. And that's what Donald Trump is tapping into. You know what? He says things are wrong. He said, and everyone goes, yeah, that's right. Now, maybe Trump's way of going about it's not the best. Maybe his answers aren't even on spot on when it comes to constitutional government, but the fact is he's tapped into the frustration, tapped into the worry and the concerns and the unspoken, we don't know what's wrong, but we know something is. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, you know, you're right about how, at least in my opinion, I believe both you agree that if we wanted to, we could pretty much write, I don't know if we would write a sheet for hours that would say all the things we got to fix in the federal government as well as states and local governments. But the fact is it would just be a long list. And it would include a number of, you know, quite a bit of work kind of jobs. And so, you know, that's kind of where we find ourselves. I guess you could say, like a phrase that I heard once and that I've seen in scriptures, we awake to the sense of our awful situation. But, you know, on the other hand, I do see lights, and hopefully they're not trains coming at us, but lights, you know, that we can see down the track, you know, some kind of hopeful things. And so, you know, we find ourselves right there, I guess you'd say.
You're right, Kurt. The author of Liberty says, be of good cheer. And so, you know what? I agree that things are tough. I agree we're awakening to an awful state that we find ourselves in. But there is hope. There are answers. There are ways to go about solutions. I believe Lowell is one of the greatest examples of hitting on those solutions in terms of evaluating the bills, getting involved in the solutions. We've got to make sure, though, that we don't attack our friends in the process. And that's one thing that I see starting to happen, too, is that, you know what, people are starting to draw a line in the sand, Kurt, and they're starting to, our society's getting more and more harsh. Donald Trump leading that whole, I don't know what you call it, Lowell.
Well, it's
what do you call it? Melee?
It's a sense in the nation among our fellow citizens that they're fed up with the career politicians that are leading the nation towards disaster, down the road of socialism and continuing fascist policies where corporations pull the levers of government in their own monetary behalf. They're fed up with it. They're tired of people lying to them. And I think the Internet is one of our greatest blessings in this respect because the Internet allows the alternative media a stronger voice, a more resilient voice. and one that simply cannot be ignored, where the real story is getting out, where citizen reporters, as you have proclaimed for years now, citizen reporters get involved. They read the story on the ground, and they publish the story, the real story, on the internet, on their blogs. They take pictures with their cell phones and cameras and publish that information. And the internet now has become a huge blessing to liberty-loving citizens throughout the country. And because of that phenomenon, Trump and Ben Carson to some extent, and certainly Ron Paul, were able to arouse the citizenry, and we're talking huge fractions of the citizenry, to become more involved, to become more aware, and to begin chomping at the bit for people who will tell them the truth. You know, that's one of the reasons that Bernie Sanders is so popular, is that he tells the truth. I mean, he's an avowed socialist. He proclaims himself a socialist, but at least he calls himself what he is.
Yeah, at least he's not like a lot of the Republicans wrapping himself in the flag while selling us down the river. That's a good point.
And so as we look at this this race between Trump and Cruz and Kasich, I guess those are the only three, or I guess the last three standing. A lot of people at this point are conceding that that Trump is going to win the necessary number of delegates to win the Republican Party nomination for president. I think most of them are recognizing handwriting on the wall for Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party. And it's driving the neocons crazy. Now, I'm not a big fan of any of these three candidates, Trump, Cruz, and Kasich, but I must admit, Sam, that I get a little giddy every time I think about the frustration the neocons are feeling as Trump's popularity continues to grow, or at least remain steady in states and around the United States. This is happening, Sam, because Americans are realizing that both of the major parties have been lying to them, and they can't stand the thought of another career politician in the White House.
Amen to that. I can't stand Kasich because he's too much of an insider, and he's too moderate, if you will. He doesn't stand for the Constitution at all. I like a lot of what Cruz says and does, but he's just as hostile as Trump in his own way. But he's also not even constitutionally qualified to serve, in my humble opinion. So now we're down to Trump, and I've got concerns. We'll talk about them.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We're talking about Trump, Cruz, and Kasich, the only three left in the Republican battles, if you will. And we're not big fans of any of the three candidates. Like I said, Kasich is too much of an insider, too moderate, doesn't stand for liberty at all. In my humble opinion, you know what? Ted Cruz isn't even constitutionally qualified to serve because of the eligibility question. And you know what? Cruz is very hostile in your face, too. His delivery is not very good. We've tried to get a hold of Cruz on a variety of occasions. Nobody could even get a hold of him. We actually interviewed Donald Trump's son, though. Great interview, by the way. Now, the problem is there's all kinds of violence following Donald Trump, and I reject the violence by those who are enemies of Trump. But I also reject the Trump's escalation of these things as well. Trump tells crowd to knock the crap out of protesters and offers to pay legal fees during Iowa speech. That's a concern. I don't think that we ought to encourage violence anywhere. And my biggest problem with Trump is, you know what? It's okay if, you know what, you're kind of off the standard when it comes to the things you say. I get it. I also get, though, when you start promoting crude behavior, when you start rejecting the Prince of Peace, which is to be kind to people, and start just in your face being hostile to people, okay? I'll give you an example. Listen to this.
This is the day we take our country back. Remember that. This is the day we take our country back. So I got a little notice, in case you see, the security guys. We have wonderful security guys. They said, Mr. Trump, there may be somebody with tomatoes in the audience. So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise. I promise. There won't be so much because the courts agree with us, too.
Okay, the courts agree with us that you can knock the crap out of people? All right. This is, in my opinion, this kind of stuff. Can you imagine our president saying that kind of stuff, Lowell?
Well, that is not presidential in demeanor or in substance. He really ought to be much, much better than that, Sam.
Well, and I'm just telling you this. I don't want anybody throwing tomatoes. And I don't want anybody knocking the crap out of people that throw tomatoes. Okay, I want both of them to stop. And if I was up on the stage, I'd say, listen, we hear from some of our security that some people might be throwing tomatoes. But folks, I want to educate you a little bit about America. You know, our founders disagreed on so many items it would shock you. And you know what? They had pretty bold statements, many of them. If you study their letters, it got so bad, many of them had to use pen names for a lot of the things they did because it was just too dangerous, too unsafe. You know what, folks? That violence is absolutely unacceptable in the greatest country on the face of the planet. Okay? This idea that we can disagree is fine. This idea that we can have different opinions and you know what? We can have frustration. That's fine. But you know what? We need to reject this violence, though. This violence, when people aren't self-governed, is the reason government's grown so large. People are just out of control, out of bounds, violent, hostile. And you know what? Government grows in that kind of an environment. We've got to stop it. I want you folks to follow the Prince of Peace. If someone's throwing tomatoes, you know what? Notify security over here. They'll take care of them. And we want to stop violence everywhere we go. Peace is our mantra, ladies and gentlemen. Leading by example is the way we want to roll. I invite each of you to be very kind to the protesters. They might be delusional about the proper role of government. I get it. But I also get that we got to be kind to them. And if we want kindness, a soft answer turneth away wrath, people. And the best way we can go about this is to lead by example. I need your help, Americans. That's what I would say on the stage. Do you see the difference, Lowell?
Well, that's a wonderful difference, Sam, and you perfectly illustrate what Trump should have said, or any candidate in his position should have said. I harks back to the duel between Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton. I think back to that. You know, I'm not a big fan of Alexander Hamilton, but nevertheless, Aaron Burr shot Alexander Hamilton on. In July of 1804, and Hamilton died the next day, Sam, and that's tragic, that's sad, should never have happened, but, you know, that's the extent to which politics can go back in the early 1800s, and it could happen the same, you know, similar things could happen today, and we want to avoid these kinds of things. There are much, much better solutions, ways to go about finding common ground between differing viewpoints and working together on things that can be done.
Now, the mainstream press would ratchet up this fight, but then they would attack Trump saying, how come you're not, you know, backing this thing down? How come you're not trying to stop this? And then Trump would fire back and say, neither are you guys. You guys have ratcheted up hatred to the nth degree. And, you know, the Megyn Kelly / Trump fight typifies that. The mainstream press is ratcheting everything up, too, while they're complaining Trump should bring it down a notch. I'm saying they both should bring it down a notch. I'm saying both of them need to back off and stop. And you know what? On one hand, we say Trump's not controllable. They can't control him. They don't own him. They can't buy him. But yet, Trump has received over $2 billion to date in free media, Newsmax.com reports. So, you know what? They can't control him, maybe, but they all have this vested interest in growing their ratings, keeping Trump in front of the media, the latest scandal, the latest fight, the latest. And over the weekend, you had violence. They blocked in Arizona. Trump from even going to his rally. Joe Arpaio had to haul off vehicles and shut that down. Trump then says everybody's violating my First Amendment rights. All I'm telling you is this continued escalation has got to stop. Kurt, do you want to chime in?
I really don't know what to add in this situation. I mean, it's just
you could ratchet it up. You could say not only should they knock the crap out of him, but they ought to, you know, right?
Well, the Prince of Peace, you know, gives us a great example to follow, and you know, that's what I would recommend. I do understand people's you know, it's like the one guy that said, "Hey, I want patience, and I want it now." You know, it just seems like so many times that's kind of where we find ourselves. We're unwilling to, you know, use, I guess you could say, proper language because we think, hey, it's just not going to be effective enough or whatever. But anyway, it's a rough spot.
You got that right. Now, Romney's been pretty hostile himself. He's not really, in my opinion, setting the example he ought to. But it turns out that Romney owns a house in Holiday, Utah, and so he's going to vote in Utah. He says it's not an endorsement, I want you to understand, but I'm going to vote for Cruz in the Utah caucuses. What do you say to that, Lowell?
There are a lot of people who are going to vote for Cruz in the Utah caucuses. That's true. And there are a lot of people who are going to vote for Trump. Just one other aspect or perspective on Trump, which was brought to light by Lou Rockwell on a Tom Woods podcast last week. I thought it was quite interesting. It was a statement about or an observation about Donald Trump's business acuity. He is a details-oriented, apparently. I mean, I don't know. I've never worked with him, but according to Lou's a description of people who actually work with Donald Trump, he is an astute businessman. He knows the details inside and out. He is very detail-oriented. He has a mind like a steel trap. He and it reminds me kind of like Larry H. Miller of Utah, who became a huge success business tycoon because of his attention to detail. And so then you ask yourselves, well, if Trump is such a great businessman with so much business acuity, then why does he play the buffoon on television? Well, buffoon may be overstating it, but you know, he
you're right. Why does he go off? Why does he have his language dumbed down? Why does he do all the? Mm-hmm. Because he knows that's what's successful in America today.
Right, exactly. See, I think he is playing to attract the crowd. And he is being very very successful at it, and so I don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. But if what Lou is saying is true, then I'm here to tell you that Trump would make he's much smarter than he lets on to be in the public eye, and like I say, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I'm thinking he's a lot smarter than we think he is.
You're right about that. We've got so many things to talk about, Lowell. I'm working on changing our schedule to get you on more than twice a month. We never get to some of your awesome items that you want to talk about, but I want to finish on this idea. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham recently joked about Cruz being murdered on the Senate floor, but now he's holding a fundraiser for Trump. I mean, it's beyond imagination. Can you imagine a sitting senator who was running for president himself, joking on the Senate floor about Cruz being murdered? Now, he was the one talking about murdering Cruz. I don't know why we don't have that guy arrested. I mean, it's just crazy. The violence, the rhetoric is just off the charts.
Maybe you can't believe what a politician says. Maybe they get a pass because everybody knows that they lie. I mean, why do we go arrest a Bundy or somebody else for making a threat? But we don't arrest a politician for making a threat.
I submit to you that Lindsey Graham ought to be in the clink. You can't threaten people like that. And they say just because Donald Trump wants to kick the crap out of people, Lindsey Graham's joking about murdering people. And they're all over Trump and they're ignoring Lindsey? I don't even get it.
They need to go back and reread the account of Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton.
Stanley. Amen to that, sir. Thanks so much. I'll work on getting you on more. He's got several topics we never even got to. It's a tragic thing. All right, thanks, Lowell.
You're welcome, gentlemen.
There he goes. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use, libertynewsradio.com, libertyroundtable.com, republicbroadcasting.com, thepowermall.com, gimmelibertyfund.com, and more. This nation shall endure.